What is up? This is Joe with your daily Buckeye Blitz for today, Saturday, August 6th, 2022. Got the damn date. All right, folks. I hope you've been paying attention to the podcast feed. We've been putting out a lot of content this week. We cranked out Ryan Day's press conference. Then on Friday, we cranked out Tony Alford and the running backs and their interviews. So, keep it locked here. And as always, the Daily Blitz goes 7 days a week, open on Sundays. So, today, I know we've been kind of jumping around to position groups here and there. This one I thought was interesting because on Friday in practice, the starting four across the defensive line from edge to edge were JT, then in the middle, you got Ty Hamilton, Tyleek Williams, and then Jack Sawyer on the other edge. So, an interesting lineup. Jack, Ty, Tyleek, and JT. So, that means that some older guys were not the starters. guys like Zach Harris and Javonte Jean-Baptiste were running with the twos. This is interesting to me, and that's what we're going to get into today in our 5 minute podcast. So let's talk depth along the defensive line and who I think the two deep is. This is only one practice, so let's not shit ourselves, but because this could go both ways. This could just be like load management where they're giving the older guys fewer reps just because they know who they are. And it could be, coaches, want to get the best 11 out there. Ryan Day always says that. He wants the best 11 on the field at all times. So maybe it's that. I don't know. Coaches can be weirdly loyal to older guys. So that's why I'm not sure if this is, going to be set in stone as far as the starting lineup. And you got to remember, they're going to keep a heavy rotation going. You don't have these guys playing, 100, 600, 700 snaps a season. It just doesn't happen. You got to keep these guys fresh and churning through. So that's why you have to have a strong two deep. So let's first talk about who we lost quickly. The DNs we lost, Darian Henry Young, Tyreek Smith, Cormonte Hamilton, Jacoby Cowan, Noah Potter, D tackles we lost, obviously Haskell Garrett and Dwan Jackson, all moving on. So we got Javonte Jean-Baptiste is the oldest guy. Tyler Friday's up there. Then you got Zach Harrison. He's probably not going to be around after this year. Mitchell Melton was injured in the spring game. Then you got JT, Jack, and then the freshman at DN, you got Kenyatta Jackson, Caden Curry, and Amari Abor. Don't forget, I mentioned the other day in our five freshmen that will play that I had Caden Curry definitely losing his red shirt. Looks like he might be working in at that behind Jack Sawyer. So let's talk some snap counts from last season. We won't include guys that are not on the team anymore. Zach Harrison led defensive ends with 507 snaps. That's a lot. That seems excessive, honestly. But you had Tyreek out in the middle of the season. He had three games where he was injured and didn't play at all. So you got Javonte Jean-Baptiste had about 313. JT had 285. Jack Sawyer, 173. And Ty Hamilton had 254. So, and Tyleek had 183. Now you got to remember, Tyleek was out of shape. Like he said this as much in interviews last year. He said COVID got him. He just wasn't working out. He was just eating. So he's dropped a ton of weight. He's going to be able to play more and play more often. He is a huge threat in the middle against the run and the pass, both. So keep that in mind. He's going to be on the field more. So let's talk too deep here. So let's say we go with the Friday practice ones. We go with the ones as they went onto the field. Jack Sawyer, Ty Hamilton, Tyleek Williams, and JT. So behind them, where do we go? I'm going with that starting four, and obviously a huge rotation. So I'm going to go, let's say they get, let's say Jack and JT are over 400. I'm calling for 450 snaps each. Okay. Then behind them, I'm going Zach Harrison and Javonte Jean-Baptiste. I think Zach gets his snaps cut way back, and maybe Javonte gets his bumped up a little. Zach was 507. Javonte Jean-Baptiste was 313. So I think Zach comes down to maybe 400, maybe even 350, and maybe Javonte Jean-Baptiste goes up to 350. In there, they'll be the twos behind JT and Jack. Now in the middle, this is where things get a little interesting, in my opinion, because you've got a lot of young guys, some talent. You got Hero Canoe coming in as a freshman. Mike Hall, I really like as a red shirt, and he's the same class as Ty Lee. So I think in the middle, you got to go with the old guys, Jerron Cage and Taron Vincent. And if you're going to go three deep in the middle, I'm going to say probably Mike Hall gets in the mix there, and Jaden McKenzie. I don't think the freshman Hero Canoe. I think he redshirts. I don't think he gets in at all. At least, definitely not four games, more than four games. So, and then third string ends. I would go. Boy, you got to kind of get the freshman in there, I guess. Obviously, Caden Curry, and maybe Jackson, maybe Kenyatta Jackson. He needs to put on some weight. But let's go with that. So your 2D looks like this. Your ends are Jack and JT. Your middle is Ty Leek and Ty Hamilton. Your second string unit, you're going with Javonte Jean-Baptiste at end and Zach Harrison at the other end behind JT and Jack. In the middle, our two deep is, like I mentioned, Ty Leek, Ty Hamilton. Behind them, you got the older guys, Jerron Cage and Taron Vincent. That's what I got. So let me know what you think. If you got a different two deep, or if you see somebody else, maybe a freshman jumping into the mix, let me know. As always, hit me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I always re respond to any comments and anybody that messages me. All right, so keep it locked into the podcast feed if you're watching on listening on there, and we'll get back to you. Talk to you tomorrow. Go Bucks.